In just a moment, we'll ask a South African scientist this question: where would you find a coelacanth? But this is our GeoQuiz, so this is also a question for you, too. The coelacanth is called a living fossil fish because it predates the dinosaurs. And one likely place to find this rare species is in the waters off the east coast of South Africa. At least that's what a team of French and South African scientists is hoping for. They'll soon embark from South Africa's easternmost province. Can you name it? Its capital is Pietermaritzburg, and it looks out on the Indian Ocean. Let's find out more from one of those scientists now. Kerry Sink is a marine ecologist at South Africa's National Biodiversity Institute, and she's joining up with scientists from France's National Museum of Natural History to explore a certain bay in search of the rare and endangered coelacanth.
So the bay we're talking about is called Sedwana Bay, and it is a bay in northern KwaZulu-Natal, the province on the east coast of South Africa. And it is in the Isimangaliso World Heritage Site.
There we go. We got the answer right off the bat. It's KwaZulu-Natal Province, South Africa. I asked Kerry Sink to tell me more about this living fossil fish that's older than the dinosaurs.
Yes, it's persisted for 400 million years. And the coelacanth is a special fish. It's distinct from other bony fish by these very unusual lobed fins that almost look like limbs. It's what led the person who discovered the coelacanth to refer to it as old forelegs.
Old forelegs.
Yes, that's what J.L.B. Smith first, he affectionately referred to the coelacanth as old forelegs.
Well, we've posted an underwater video of a coelacanth at our website, theworld.org. What is your own personal fascination with the coelacanth?
I've always been fascinated for an animal that has persisted for that length of time, and because there's not very much that we know about them. It's an enigmatic fish. We still have a lot to learn about them.
Right, and a lot of that education and research is coming through the Gombesa expedition. What's that all about?
The expedition is a joint expedition between my institute, the South African Institute for Aquatic Biodiversity, the Paris Museum, and we're hoping to improve our understanding of how many coelacanths there are, what their habitat actually is, and various behavioral aspects of the ecology. We're hoping to find some young ones, which we've never found any juveniles before.
Do you have any idea what the population, what the global population of coelacanths is?
No, we don't. They're currently considered as critically endangered animals. The best estimates come from the Comores, and they estimate between 300 and 400 individuals on the west coast of Grand Comore.
How dangerous are they?
Well, we haven't ever experienced any problems with coelacanths. They're quite shy when they're approached by divers or submersible. They usually retreat into their caves. So we don't consider them dangerous.
Are there any coelacanths in captivity? I mean, could you see them in an aquarium, or are they that
rare?
No,
you can't see them in an aquarium because they live at depths, and we're still trying to understand their physiology and their habitat preferences. No one's been able to keep one alive. When they've brought it up from the deep, then they become very stressed and the animals have died.
Dr. Sink, are you going to be diving down into any of those caves?
We're going to be using a remotely operated vehicle for the population survey. But the Trimix divers, including the diver who discovered South Africa's coelacanth, will be diving down into the caves. I'm trained in that kind of diving, but since I became a mother, I don't indulge in Trimix diving anymore.
Right. Well, Dr. Sink, the best of luck in your search for coelacanths, and appreciate you talking to us about it.
Thank you.
Dr. Kerry Sink is a marine ecologist at South Africa's National Biodiversity Institute. This is PRI.